Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Freedom Friday. George Blackard in the house every Friday. Here, well, most Fridays. You know, sometimes he gets busy with his day job and things like that. But we appreciate all the time you provide for us, George. And, of course, you do a great job filling in on the show as well.
Yeah, I love doing that. It's amazing in this country that they'll let me on the air for 4 hours to talk about whatever I want to. How about that?
Yeah, that's right. Well, what do you want to talk about this morning before I start yapping about whatever?
You know, I got a quick feel-good story that I think we need more of. But this one at military.com, 98-year-old World War II veteran donates his liver and becomes the oldest American organ donor ever. His name is Orville Allen. He was a veteran of World War II and Korea. They said he was robust in health all the way up to May 27th when he fell, hit his head, and then didn't recover from that. So he died 2 days later, unfortunately. But doctors determined that his liver was in great shape. So from this, I have deduced that he was not in the Navy because his liver would not have been that good.
He must not have been in the Army either. He must have been an Air Force guy. He
must have been in the
if
Air Force.
If his liver was still in good shape at that age,
that's
he must
right.
have been an Air Force guy.
That's yeah. right. But his liver was donated to a 72-year-old woman. And I just think that's an amazing thing. You know, here this guy, he gave so much for this country in two different wars. And then in the end, he helped save somebody else's life.
So he could get 30 more years out of that liver, too.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Just, you know, it's incredible things happen like that all the time. And unfortunately, you know, we hear about all the bad stuff. And that's all that sells clicks in newspapers. But there are good news stories like that out there. And I just think that's a good one. So my hat's off to Orville for, you know, saving another life.
We mentioned it in the 6 o'clock hour. Today is, of course, Flag Day, which also happens to be President Donald J. Trump's birthday. In fact, I think they're having a big Flag Day Trump birthday event in Gallatin County today as well, as they've kind of been doing over the past few years, which has been a pretty cool patriotic event. But today is Flag Day.
The Stars and Stripes are honored today on Flag Day, and it's been that way since the early 1900s. That's when President Woodrow Wilson issued a 1916 proclamation declaring June 14th as Flag Day. And in 1949, President Harry S. Truman signed the formal observance into law. Why June 14th? It was on that day in 1777 that the Continental Congress determined the look of the new nation's official banner, with 13 alternating red and white stripes and 13 white stars in a blue field, representing the 13 original colonies. Since it's not a federal holiday, government services are still open and mail will still be delivered. Only Pennsylvania marks it as a state holiday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
All right, there you go. There's
we'll go
a little history on Flag Day, yeah.
Heck yeah. Did you know that the current flag that we have with the 50 stars, that design came from a 17-year-old high school student as part of a project at school, and he got a B for it.
got a B. Yeah.
But he petitioned Congress and the president. And finally, President Eisenhower decided on his design.
He'd get an F from some of these liberal teachers today because it didn't have the rainbow colors in it.
No
some
doubt.
Other crazy stuff, right?
Democracy 24.
In his first campaign stop since being convicted by a Manhattan jury, former President Trump participated in a town hall in Phoenix. One of the top issues, the border and President Biden's executive action to curb the number of migrants seeking asylum.
I will terminate every single open borders policy of the Biden administration as soon as I take the oath of office.
It was Trump's first visit to this critical battleground state in nearly 2 years. Arizona will help decide not only which party controls the Senate, but the White House. The big question, who can attract the majority of independent voters who make up a third of the state's electorate? The Arizona Democratic Party Chair Yolanda Bejarano says it's not a convicted felon.
This is contrary to the values we grew up with. And I will stop at nothing to ensure that every Arizonan understands what's at stake in this election.
Alicia Acuna, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With breaks of sun and some cloudiness today, we'll see some scattered showers and some storms possible, mainly in the afternoon hours. High temperature readings will range from the mid-80s across the Bozeman area to around 90 in Billings. For tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly before midnight. Temperatures will drop off to about 53 in Bozeman to the upper 50s in the Billings vicinity. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this was a funny message from Kelly in Glasgow, Montana. Kelly sent us this message. He said, hey, when is the big debate again? He was referring to the debate, I'm assuming, between Donald J. Trump and Joe Biden. And Kelly says, maybe he can have that Italian woman come over to help him. Have you been watching any of the G7 meetings at all?
I have not.
So Joe keeps like wandering off and freezing up and being escorted out at the wrong time, turning around when Taps is playing. I mean, it's just like, what is he doing now? But this nice little Italian woman kept making sure that Joe, we're going this way. And she kept, you know, very diplomatically, politely, she was, because she knew that they're on camera, and so she's trying not to just dime the guy out in front of everybody. So she very politely would just go over and just... And so at the top of the 6 o'clock hour of the show, I was saying, you know, I was talking about this very nice Italian woman who was helping Grandpa Joe out as he would meander off. You know who it is? It's the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni. She's the one that the liberal media freaked out on after she got elected because she believes in God and family and country. And
she's not liberal enough.
Yeah. I mean, first female ever elected prime minister of Italy, but because she's not, you know, non-binary climate alarmist that wants to kill cattle, you know, climate activist, they hated her. But you know what? She's going to be the only G7 leader standing in a few months because the rest of them just got their asses thrown out.
Yeah, it's crazy. I tell you what, this whole thing about Joe Biden, I watched the ceremonies from D-Day when he was over there. And Jill, when they walked into the area where the ceremony was, almost pulled him over. He almost fell down when she was leading him by his hand, and she took off and he wasn't paying attention, and he just about went head first. But it's embarrassing for the country, but you know what? It's embarrassing for him, and it's a shame, and it's sad that they would take somebody like him, parade him around the way they do, pretend that there's nothing wrong with him and nothing's going on. And I tell you, don't forget, John Tester is one of the ones that keeps saying that, he's got all his faculties about him. He's sharp as a tack, and he's, you know, don't forget.
Oh, that's
so
right.
I bring that up.
Yeah, Tester was quoted just a few months ago as saying that Joe Biden is 100% with it and that he's doing a good job.
Yeah, I just want to bring that up because here in another month or so, he'll change his tune and he'll say, well, you know, Joe, he's declining or whatever suits him in the narrative at the time. My point is, John Tester flip-flops, like you say all the time, on everything.
Yeah, and he's
so,
a phony. Yeah,
yeah,
because you just saw an ad yesterday where he's pretending to be this, pretending to do that. And it's like, dude, we've got you on camera saying how Joe Biden did a good job with the southern border, how
yes,
Joe Biden's 100% with it. Oh, but boy, in your ads, you're Mr. Tough Guy all of a sudden.
Oh, suddenly, yeah, he bucks the president and he stands with Republicans. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because he is that one vote that could have stopped so many different parts of legislation, but he didn't. He chose not to, except now he's proclaiming that he did. It's very easy to fact check him.
So if he did it, why is the invasion still happening? Because one vote in the United States Senate, one vote could team up with the Republicans and rein in this lawless administration. One vote could pass HB 2. The immigration bill that House Republicans passed, John Tester could support that, be the one Democrat vote to get it across the finish line, force the president's hand. But yet, okay, Joe, if you or John, same, if you actually did what you claim you did, then why is the invasion still? We just had eight terrorist suspects from Tajikistan walk across the border, get questioned, and still got released into this country.
Yeah, how about that? You know, what's crazy about this, Aaron, and I go to this every time I think about it, you have all these terrorists and things coming across our border, yet our government left all of these people in the Middle East and Iraq, Afghanistan, that helped our troops as translators and that sort of thing, and they promised them that they would bring them back to the U.S. with us, them and their families, because they were all put in danger because they helped the U.S. And we abandoned so many of those people and just left them there. But now you're going to let terrorists just walk across the border?
But they let all these other people get on airplanes to come to America. They're letting all the terrorists walk across
Joe's
the southern
felon
border.
Program? It's amazing. They have a program. Joe Biden has a program to allow felons into the country.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Let's go to Tim in Billings. We got about a minute or so before the break. Tim, good to hear from you.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Freedom Friday. Happy Flag Day. Happy birthday to President Trump. And this weekend, happy Father's Day. I know both of you guys are fathers, so soak it in for the day that we get from our children, hopefully. one day of not butting heads with their kids. But you guys were talking about flags and stuff, and I find it funny how the left always pick our most iconic patriotic flags, and they find a reason to hate them. You know, it's the Gadsden flag they hate, it's the Betsy Ross flag they hate. Rather than having pride in our country, they have to tear it down. And as for Joe Biden, you know, he should probably be spending some time with Hunter, because he does not look like he's long for this world. And I don't think they're going to have to remove him from the campaign. I think Joe, I hate to say it, because I take no joy in it, but Joe doesn't look like he's long for the world.
It's interesting. There's an op-ed in the New York Times today calling for him to step out of the race. George, I was going to joke that, you know, Tim missed a few days there. It's National Bourbon Day. It's World Blood Donor Day. It's the Army Birthday. It's also Monkey Around Day today, apparently.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordland.
This week, the Livestock Marketing Association is holding its annual convention in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Along with that, the World Livestock Auctioneer Championship is taking place. It was back in 2010 when Kyle Shoeb of Lewistown was crowned the World Livestock Auctioneer Champion. He had this to say from OKC this week.
You know, it's a special place for me because this is where I won it back in 2010, and that's getting to be a long time ago now. There's a lot of nostalgia here. The year that I won it, it was their 100th anniversary, their 100th celebration. So we're 14 years beyond that now, still as historic as ever, and still representing cattle out of this region remarkably well. As far as the auctioneer contest goes, 30 of the top auctioneers from all across the country and Canada are here to compete, and one of them will walk away as champion. It's always impressive to see the turnout, the talent that seems to continue to get better every year. And these auctioneers are the voice of the industry in so many ways. And so we've got a few from the northern part of the country that are here this week, and some from all regions. So it'll be fun. You can tune in. There'll be a live link on Facebook and on YouTube, where it'll be broadcast, and then we'll broadcast a one-hour special on RFD TV a little bit later in the month of June.
That was Kyle Shoeb, owner of Lewistown Livestock Auction, attending this year's Livestock Marketing Association Convention in Oklahoma City. I'm Lane Northlund.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
So yesterday, but 24 hours ago, right about this time, we had Mike and Big Timber call in, and he said, hey, what do you guys think about, or was it 2 days ago? Anyway, he said, hey, what do you think about these Russian ships, these Russian warships in Cuba? What do you think of that? And gave a quick response. I talked about how you know, the Biden Defense Department was downplaying it. And then I said, yeah, the same Biden Defense Department that downplays the fact that they want men in women's showers. So take that for what it's worth. But I do want to get George Blackard's take on that story because he served in the Navy. And I've got a reaction from Dan Hoffman, who's a former CIA station chief. I think he was in Moscow. So we can play that as well. But first, let's go back into the phone lines. We've got Dylan in Lodgegrass. Dylan, great to hear from you.
Morning, Aaron. Good to hear from you, too. Hey, I got just a comment about how they're treating Joe Biden. You know, I've done a lot of work in a bunch of different areas, but one of my jobs here I had in Hardin was working at the nursing home, and they taught us to treat those people with dignity and try to help them just live out, you know, their last days there. And they are just treating Joe Biden like garbage. They're not giving him any dignity at all whatsoever.
That's an interesting angle to look at it. And then look at the embarrassment facing our country right now and the way we can be taken advantage of by enemies and allies alike, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, they treating him like that, I mean, it's just terrible. He's having trouble, obviously, no matter, doesn't matter how you feel about him. This is almost, elder abuse, and this is just ridiculous. You know, it's sad to see, even if you don't like him, but it's just sad to see, and it shouldn't be happening.
That's right.
And then happy birthday to President Trump, and happy Flag Day, too.
Well, that's right. And, you know, President Trump isn't too much younger than Joe Biden, which shows, again, it's not about age. It's about ability, competence, health, so much more. And Donald Trump clearly has it. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw him on Capitol Hill yesterday. Man, that was some great video. You know, him, you know, joking around with Mitch McConnell. I mean, him burying the hatchet with Larry Hogan in Maryland, showing that Donald Trump can be the bigger man and move forward and be a team player, right? And that he's focused on what's best for this country. And you know, cutting the birthday cake yesterday, it was just pretty cool to see. George Blackard, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with him. That's a great point. It sort of is elder abuse. We wouldn't do that to our parents. But, you know, here's the thing. I believe firmly in age limits for members of Congress and the presidency and the Supreme Court, because here's the thing. When you get older, your thoughts change on things. You act differently. You think differently. I saw it with my parents. I've seen it with elderly people all the time. I've been around a lot of them. We need to go back to having younger people serve in these positions. And believe me, I love the elderly. I have no problem. But, you know, it's a fact. Look at Joe Biden. He should not be president of the United States because he cannot do that job right now. And if we had younger people in office, we wouldn't be having this problem. I mean, look at John Kennedy, right? He was one of our younger presidents.
Yeah, JFK, yeah.
You know, yep. JFK. And that kind of ties into your Cuba question, which we'll get to in a little bit. But, you know, I just think there should be limits on age.
Yep. Hey, one thing I wanted to say, you know, it was kind of fun when Tim and Billings called in and he was talking about, hey, happy Flag Day, happy Father's Day this weekend, happy Trump birthday. And then I joked because I looked up some website what is today celebrated for? Because there's like a million, like apparently it's Strawberry Shortcake Day. It's National New Mexico Day. It's Monkey Around Day. It's all these things, right? But, you know, when it comes to Father's Day, like I don't want to get anything. Like, it's like I just feel like we spend enough money on all these holidays, all these events, all this, all that. It's like, don't give me squat for Father's Day. But if you want to go out for a nice meal, let me tell you what you can do this Father's Day for our Billings listeners. Or, hey, if you're traveling the state for Father's Day, they are doing a top floor barbecue. It's at the Old Petroleum Club, which is on the 22nd floor of the Doubletree Hotel, right underneath our studios here. It's an incredible view of the mountains and the city and everything. The Doubletree Hotel, you know, they've got the Montana Sky Restaurant, and so they're going to have an incredible Father's Day barbecue. Applewood smoked ribs with huckleberry barbecue sauce, grilled brats. They're going to have pulled pork sliders. Of course, prime rib. You can't do a special day without prime rib, right? And then they're going to have some Cajun flair, some andouille gumbo, and much more. June 16th, noon to 4 p.m., open to the public, top floor barbecue at the top of the Doubletree Hotel. So get a hold of the Montana Sky Restaurant. And if you miss it for Father's Day, hey, the Montana Sky Restaurant, they're open for breakfast 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and dinner as well. And then lunch down in the lobby bar, some of the same great food. So check it out. Back in 60 seconds, we'll talk about the Russian warships in Cuba.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The president, the pope, and the prime minister are topping today's G7 meeting in Italy. Conservative Giorgia Meloni greets first-time G7 speaker Pope Francis. The Catholic president, Biden, gets a one-on-one. The three disagree on summit issues of migration and abortion access. House Speaker Mike Johnson talking about a new energy after Donald Trump's first Capitol Hill meeting with Republicans since leaving office. Trump agrees, telling Fox,
great meeting. There's tremendous unity in the Republican Party.
On this Flag Day, the story of a California middle schooler expelled from Catholic school for violating their Christian code by refusing to take out patriotic references in a speech. Jimmy Hayward tells Fox,
I know that I stood up for what was right, and I don't get how anybody could think that what I did was wrong and how standing up for America is wrong.
America is listening to Fox News.
All right, here you go. Putin's fleet of warships in Cuba is direct warning to Biden. This is from Fox News Radio. A fleet of Russian warships entered Cuban waters on Wednesday as they prepare to hold military drills in the Caribbean. The deployment is likely a warning to President Biden after he gave approval for Ukrainian forces to strike some targets within Russia using U.S. weaponry. First off, like, why does Biden feel the need to tell them yes or no? Why does he feel the need to meddle that much into it? Let them fight their war. Now you're getting into it, right? You're getting us into it. Why not? If somebody asks you, just be like, hey, man, you're going to have to talk to Zelensky. That's his war, right? Like, why do we feel the need to have to be like, well, I told him he can do that. I told him he can't do that.
Yeah, well, we're into it because we've given him, $66 billion? I think it's more than that now.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah,
yep. Billion with a B. So we're involved in that, whether they want to admit it or not. But also, don't forget, we're not just buying military equipment or sending them military equipment. We're paying the retirement plans of their local police and different people like that. So there's a lot that our money goes to that it shouldn't be going to. And, you know, if I had to guess, some of that's coming right, because Zelensky makes a lot of trips to the United States, but I'm pretty sure we've got politicians that are benefiting from that as well.
So there was a Daily Caller story here that came out a couple of days ago here. The Biden administration strongly opposes a proposal to raise the pay of junior enlisted service members. George, you were a junior enlisted service member. The Biden administration shoots down a pay raise for enlisted troops after spending seven times more than that would have cost on Ukraine.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we see where their priorities are. Joe Biden wouldn't benefit from paying junior troops any money. So, see, that's how you can judge how important something is to a politician, because just like this, it would help our military, it would help a lot of Americans, but he'd rather send money to another country because, you know, he's going to benefit from that.
Well, or there's some 27-year-old on his eighth year of college studying underwater basket weaving that needs his student loans paid off, too.
Yes.
So there's that, too.
There's that
there's
as
that
well.
As
yes.
well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and talking about this Cuba thing, Aaron, you know, back in the 60s, people may remember the Bay of Pigs and all of this stuff. And, you know, we were really concerned about the Russians being in Cuba because it's 90 miles from Florida. It's very close to the United States. Well, back then, if you could put a nuclear missile in Cuba, then you could hit the United States. But they can hit the United States from anywhere in the world now, pretty much. Russia can. They just fire one over the Arctic and you're at the United States. So, mm-hmm. And don't forget, Russia is not far from Alaska. It's, you know, everybody made fun of
Palin.
Sarah Palin for saying she could see Russia. Well, you almost can. Mm-hmm. But it's
not
different
only that.
Now.
Not only that, but what could these terrorists that have walked into this country do with a suitcase on a?
Right.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, thanks for turning my mic on.
That was a quick commercial, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I was listening in on a little bit of what Dan Hoffman has to say here. Yeah, George Blackard, he's run the board for us here a time or two as he's been filling in on the show. So I wanted to listen in on what Dan Hoffman has to say. He is a former CIA station chief. Russian expert, et cetera. And so, yeah, he believes that Putin is trying to punk Biden here by putting these Russian ships in Cuba. Let's listen to a little bit. And basically what he was saying is, hey, you know, Putin, you know, basically, like that, he basically has said that Putin's been a failure for A, B, C, and D reasons, and then he said, but the one area Putin's been successful is in deterring Biden from doing what it really takes to try to actually help Ukraine win the war. And then he added this.
What Putin knows, and we used to talk about this when I was at CIA, historical placement. What that means for a leader like President Biden, he's very focused on Armageddon, the Cold War. That's where he grew up, particularly the Cuban Missile Crisis. And so when Putin sends a nuclear-armed ship, even though it doesn't have nuclear weapons, like the Kazan, into Cuba, he's thinking that President Biden might be deterred once again from giving Ukraine the approval to use the munitions we're giving Ukraine to strike targets in Russia.
All right. So anyway, that's interesting. He's basically saying that this is symbolic, but Putin is basically symbolically punking Joe Biden once again.
Well, it's easy to do. I mean, really, if you think about it. But it's if people don't think that it matters who the president is, it does for a lot of reasons. But one of them is our standing in the world and our influence in the world. Because if you remember, when Donald Trump was president, he signed more peace agreements in the Middle East than any president in the history of the U.S. There was a lot of good things going on. That's just one example. But Joe Biden, nobody respects him. And you can see other countries maneuvering and making moves because they are not afraid of the president that's currently in office.
On a lighter note, have you heard all the scuttle, all the talk about Joe Biden's dog in the White House?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Biden Secret Service personnel.
And so I guess the dog, he was in the doghouse. Now he's back out of the doghouse. I don't know. Kevin Cork's got the latest for us here. Let's see.
Judicial Watch is giving us a window, an exclusive one, in fact, into the harrowing circumstances surrounding Mr. Biden's dog, Commander, and his numerous attacks on Secret Service agents, which apparently tops 36, according to new records. What's more, the president himself, Laura, was apparently present for at least 3 of the attacks. Now, the folks over at Judicial Watch ask for any and all records related to incidents of aggression and bites involving the family dog Commander, including but not limited to communications sent to and from Secret Service officials.
All right. Anyway, that's the latest. But all of that run-up, really, to get to this one quote. George, earlier you shared a great kind of patriotic quote. So when I was flying back to the Washington, D.C. area last week, for that memorial dedication, I brought some reading material with me, including the latest copy of the Range magazine. Range magazine is such an incredible publication. But they always have one page in the Range magazine that has amazing facts and quotes. So it's just kind of cool quotes, cool facts, things like that. But anyway, this was the one. They were talking about Joe Biden, his dog, and his dog attacking Secret Service. And here's the quote. This is from Don Fetter, I think is how you pronounce his name. He's a media consultant and freelance writer. the conflict between the dog commander and the Secret Service was unavoidable. The dog wanted to try to bury the old bone it found in the White House. The Secret Service is pledged to protect the president. So there's a natural conflict there.
The dog
just wanted to bury the bone. The Secret Service is trying to, you know, protect the president.
That's funny. Yeah, it is. Well, it's a shame, Aaron. I mean, this dog has bitten so many people. And if I'm not mistaken, this is the second dog that they had, because the first one was biting everybody and they got rid of that one, if I recall right.
I don't know.
But, you know, it's a shame that we have this guy in the Oval Office whose dog bites people again and again and again and again, and he doesn't do anything about it. And, you know, that just goes to his arrogance and his personality, that he doesn't care if his dog bites people. He doesn't care. It's all about him. So, you know, that's should be alarming to people.
Well, you know, when you've been in Washington, D.C. for 40 years like that, you feel entitled to a lot. You do think that we are here to serve you, and you are not a public servant. I think he's just been there too long. Which goes to this, another great quote. This is from a British actor named Russell Brand.
Yep.
He says, people who say the system works, work for the system.
That's a great quote right there.
That's a great quote. There's another good one. You know, Range Magazine is all about agriculture. Stephen Wilmeth, a New Mexico rancher and writer, says, ranching isn't just a lifestyle. It is an arbiter of souls. Become vested in it, and it comes closest to the veil of life and death. It claims allegiance, and its grasp is enduring. Talking about ranching. Man, that's a pretty powerful quote there. So,
yeah.
Man. Oh, and then here's a good one from Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th American president, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied Expeditionary Force in Europe during World War II. A famous Frenchman once said, war has become far too important to entrust to the generals. Today, business, I think, should be saying politics have become far too important to entrust to the politicians.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's such a great quote.
Yes. You know, I have a lot of disdain for pretty much all politicians. But, I know we need them, but you brought up a good point. They should be, and they have to be reminded that they are our servants. They serve us, not the other way around. They represent us. They're not leaders. I hate to hear that every time somebody calls them a leader. They're not leaders. They're elected individuals that we put faith and trust in to do our will. That's what a politician is. But, you know, they don't see it that way.
Yeah, and they just feel like they're there to be worshipped and they expect the media to just fawn over them, which oftentimes the media does do just that. They just fawn over. I mean, I don't know if has any media outlet in Montana in the last 9 months asked John Tester one decent question, one tough question? I don't think I can recall one example. I'd be more than happy to give them credit and say, wow, there's a rare instance of journalism in Montana. But I can't think of one example.
No, and, you know, it's become obvious, and it should be scary to most people. We know the media is run by politicians, and we know largely which side that is. But, you know, we also know that the FBI is the law enforcement arm of the Democrat Party. Now, apparently, that's become obvious. So it's crazy how our whole system is run amok, our whole government. I don't trust anybody in Congress. And, you know, we need to be making some changes, and we need to be getting some new blood in there.
Hey, talking about some good news, some fun news. We got some folks from the East-West Shrine Game that should be popping into our studios here in just a couple of minutes. But, George, before they drop in, anything else you want to talk about or share with folks across Montana?
Well, you know, as tough as it is and as much as we talk about these troubling things, there's a lot of good out there in this world as well. You just don't see it as much. And, you know, I think my wish for dads and everybody this weekend is turn off the TV, turn off the news, just go outside and do something with your family. Say hi to your neighbors, be kind, be nice, enjoy it, because, you know, that's part of the plan. They like us to be divided. They like us to be troubled. And, you know, another thing is you see stories like these, all these UFO stories suddenly, something's going to happen, Aaron, because they're trying to direct our attention away from them onto UFOs. So that's my prediction. But, you know, just give it all a break. Get out and enjoy your family.
Hey, that's what we're doing this weekend. We're getting out. I'm not going to say where we get out to, though. It's kind of like fishing spots and hunting spots.
That's right.
Lake spots, you got to keep that a little more. That's like secret, no foreign classified material that you got to closely protect. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I think this is the time of year, too. I mean, this is summer. The weather's great here. It's beautiful. There's a lot going on. And I think, you know, I'm going to try and take advantage of this and just have a down weekend.
One story we forgot to get to. Maybe we can sneak it in here if you want to stick around.
Yeah.
Jennifer Owen on the Billings City Council. Good job. She was able to direct money towards more law enforcement.
I'd love to talk about that.
I know, because George made a good point. Oh, all of a sudden, the city of Billings found money for law enforcement. All of a sudden, the school district found money
to pay teachers. All of a sudden, the county commissioners gave themselves a raise.
Where did that come from?
Weight. You've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Fox News commentary.
Trump supporters are way more likely to view family and marriage as important to society than Biden supporters. Shocker. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
According to a Pew Research survey on cultural issues in the 2024 election, Trump supporters are a whopping three times more likely than Biden supporters to believe that family and marriage are important to society. And when it comes to the trend of low birth rates, which declined across all racial and ethnic groups in 2023, the lowest single year since 1979, Trump supporters were more than twice as likely to view that as a bad thing. These findings are not surprising, but they are telling. Biden supporters don't seem to be as concerned with maintaining the family unit or traditional family values. And I would argue the lack of those norms and values has led to the decline of American culture and society. It's troubling that there is a partisan divide when it comes to prioritizing marriage and family values, but it's even more reason to vote Republican in November. Make family great again. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
A global split-screen moment yesterday. Donald Trump returning to Capitol Hill for the first time since the January 6th riot. He talked a little bit about issues such as the border. Mostly it was a display of unity for the party that he now controls. And then there were the leaks. Had he actually criticized Milwaukee, where the Republican convention would be held? No, he said there was a crime problem there. And he did exaggerate by saying he got along with everybody there. Well, there was Mitch McConnell. They haven't spoken in 4 years. Meanwhile, the G7 in Italy, President Biden did take a couple of questions, unlike Trump, as he unveiled a big European loan for the Ukrainians and Vladimir Zelensky. And he was asked about his son, Hunter. For the first time on camera, the president saying he's proud of his son, but also saying that he will not interfere, he will not pardon him, and he will not commute his sentence. That last point had been left hanging by the White House, which was a PR blunder. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, this is kind of crazy. It is more expensive to rent a place to live in Butte, Montana than Missoula, Montana. Who would have thought that? Well, we've got the report, MontanaTalks.com, plus full audio of our conversations with Riley Gaines and Tulsi Gabbard. If you have the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you will get the full on-demand audio of every show.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Springs Spas, home of the only saltwater hot tub in Montana studios.
Taking your calls Mornings Live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flynn.
All right, we're going to call an audible here. I like this. This is actually going to work out really well. So sometimes we'll do these kind of featurey interviews here right after our 7:50 break. But you guys know it, coming up at 8 o'clock. So right now we're broadcasting live 1370 KXTL Butte, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings. But coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, that's when our friends in Gray Falls join us. That's when our friends in Kalispell join us. And then, of course, the 9 o'clock hour, we pick up all the great small towns as well. And so we've got some great folks here that are on the board of directors for the Shriners International. And they've got the big East-West Shrine football game tomorrow night. Well, they got kids playing from Kalispell. They got kids playing from Butte. They got kids playing from Great Falls. So they're going to stick around for a few more minutes so we can sneak them on in the 8 o'clock hour instead. So, George, that freed up a little bit more time for you because, yeah, the one big thing you wanted to talk about, we never even talked about.
You know, we
never
do that.
Even got to
we
it.
Do that all the time. But, you know, it's just something simple that I wanted to point out. You know, so we have the city always trying.
City of Billings.
Here. City of Billings, yeah. Right. Always trying to pass new mill levies because they want more money for this and more money for that. And one of them for the past 15 years has been safety mill levies, yeah. So they can hire more police.
Because they never wanted to fund public safety out of the budget that is always growing anyway.
Right.
They wanted to charge you extra for it.
We'll exactly.
Give you, and the schools were the same way. Well, we'll give you school safety, but you got to give us extra for that. It's like, why isn't that the priority?
Exactly. But now, miraculously, they found, what, $65 million that they're putting in the budget next year to hire more police officers?
$68 million.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so isn't it amazing how when there's a will, there's a way, and they get that done without passing a mill levy? And so somebody down there is working their tail off. I'm going to give them props for getting that done.
I think a lot of credit here probably goes to Jennifer Owen.
Yes.
Jennifer Owen, man, she is one smart cookie. She used to work for Senator Conrad Burns back in the day. She is smart. And since she first ran for the Billings City Council, she says, hey, we've got to prioritize public safety. And why do we have money in the budget for this and this and this and all this other, you know, woke stuff, but we don't have money for the important priorities here? And so I think she serves as a good example for other city councils in other, you know, bigger towns across Montana that, hey, your budgets are growing. You're getting more money. Your cities are growing. Your towns are growing. Your budget's bigger, but yet you still aren't prioritizing the things that need it. And you always want to raise our taxes. You always want to ask for more money. Huh, how did they find this $68 million?
How about that? Jennifer Owen, she must be pretty smart.
She's smart.
I'm going to give her the props for that and thank her for doing that because we've needed somebody for years to go in and do that.
Yeah.
And so
that's good.
That, and then the other thing right along the same lines is suddenly School District 2 is always trying to pass mill levies for this, that, and the other thing. Suddenly they found a bunch of money. They're going to pay teachers more money with, give them raises, which I think that's great. Give those teachers raises. But how come you keep coming to us for money if suddenly you can find it already in your budget and you already have it?
Yeah, you know, there's smart ways to budget. And, George, great to see you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks,
Aaron. Always appreciated. You know, speaking of smart budgeting, so I went grocery shopping yesterday, and I bought a bunch of these protein bars. And the young man behind the counter is like, he's like, these protein bars are expensive. I'm like, yeah, but that $2 protein bar that I just bought from you is what will keep me from pulling off to the side of the road and spending $15 to grab something quick to eat because I'm hungry and I want something. And then I save on the carbs, you save on the sugar, and I just have a protein bar that tides me over until I get a healthier meal at home or for dinner, right? And so he's like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But if you're looking at the price of the protein bar, you're not thinking about how much money you're saving. Anyway, that's just some of what I learned. I went through a program called Billings Last Diet. You know, got back from my last military deployment, put on a bunch of extra pounds, post-deployment celebration disorder, even though I was working out. But I lost the weight thanks to Billings Last Diet, and I've kept it off since then. They have a remote option you can take advantage of statewide. Go to BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. All right, we'll kick off the 8 o'clock hour with our friends talking about the East-West Shrine Game. What a week. Tulsi Gabbard, Riley Gaines, Coach Barb Ehart, all joining us on Montana Talks after this big Take Back Title IX rally in Whitefish on Monday. And, of course, Tulsi Gabbard hosting rallies alongside Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy on Thursday. What are we going to talk about on Friday's Montana Talks? Freedom Friday. Well, why don't you tell us? Because you get the freedom to call in and be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks.